brought to you by
the Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Thank you, Jay. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Dave.
Go, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Dave.
Well, this actually came down yesterday, but I fully dived into it today.
Yeah.
The 2025 lineup for Lollapalooza.
So, is that in late spring?
No, it is. It's a summer festival now.
Okay.
So it's the 29th Lollapalooza. Now, the early editions back in the 90s were a tour.
Yeah.
It would go to...
Came here.
Yeah, it would be at Starplex or Dos Equis or whatever you call it now. And then it went away for a while, and then it reinvented as a destination festival in Chicago. It's in Grant Park every year, and this year it's July 31st to August 3rd. It's the 29th edition. And the four big headliners this year, Olivia Rodrigo, Tyler the Creator, Sabrina Carpenter, and Rufus Du Sol.
Okay. These festivals are not made for me, and so I'll say great.
So this is the first time in Lollapalooza history that there is not a quote-unquote rock band headlining. And there are a handful of rock bands on the bill as far as, like, the second tier, the big font on the poster. You have Korn and Cage the Elephant. And then there are some other bands, like there's a Chicago band, Rat Boys. There's a band called New Dad, La Femme, Julie, Girl Tones. I'll pass this down to you, Corby, and you can let me know
as I keep going. I was looking at the 92 lineup of Lollapalooza in Dallas, and it was kind of 92, Bob. Right here in our city, it was Rage Against the Machine, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Ice Cube, Pearl Jam.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Porno for Pyros.
Porno for Pyros, yeah. Perry Farrell's other band. So, yeah.
Great post.
But, you know, Lollapalooza and Coachella, they kind of have always been multi-genre. They try to appeal to everyone in some way or another.
Yeah, sure.
But the last few years, it's been leaning more and more pop, more and more EDM,
yeah,
more and more hip-hop.
Well, it's a yin and yang, too, because a lot of these festivals, their bread is buttered by, like, the VIP packages. And the people that have the money to pay for the VIP packages are older. And the older people typically will like the more established rock and roll outfits.
What are those packages like?
But maybe now.
What, like, what do they cost?
No, just what are they like experiencing them?
They're awesome.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
So I did VIP at Lollapalooza a couple years because one of my buddies, Joel, his wife grew up with one of the dudes that is one of the promoters, you know, the 3C's promotion company that does.
So Austin, you got, like, City. Free VIP?
I don't know if it was free, but we had VIP.
Yeah.
So that meant free food, free drinks.
Did you handle that well?
Side stage access. And the best part was golf carts from one stage to the other stage.
No way.
Instead of taking 30 minutes
worth
to walk
the money.
From one stage to the other, you just got shuttled in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It was the best.
Okay, so you don't get to drive them all plowed.
No.
They have people that drive you.
But sir, no, you're not driving,
yeah.
sir.
Give me that cart.
But it definitely seems like it's a changing of the guard of just what is, I guess, pop culture, what is popular amongst the youth.
Everything changes, man.
And And you mentioned money. I think that there's a lot of people that are like crypto bros or Instagram famous that, you know, they can high roll now.
Yeah, but not enough. That's not a large section of society. Crypto bros and Instagram guys. And they're not... I don't think, at least. Could be wrong. But, yeah, that's just the way everything's headed. And so be it.
Is Mouse Rat playing?
Mouse Rat. No, Bob, I don't see Mouse Rat.
Guys, for a four-day Lola Insider,
yep.
For everything with the golf carts and everything, it's starting at $25,000.
Wow. Now, let me just say this, Bob. The most I ever paid for a VIP ticket, I think, was $1,200. And it went from like $500, $600, $700. And when it got to $1,200, I was like, this is it. This is the end. No more. And so, yeah, I've been priced out and aged out.
Yeah. I mean, I used to be Festival Dave, but Festival Dave is dead. Yeah.
I was hoping you would get my Mouse Rat reference.
I did, no. Bob, and I thought it was great.
Thank you.
What's it from?
Parks and Rec.
Oh, crap.
That's
okay.
Andy's band.
Or Scarecrow Boat.
A band that will not be at Lollapalooza, Semisonic. They have responded to the White House using their song Closing Time. Have you seen this?
Why is the White House using that?
So on the White House official social media accounts.
Yeah, it does rock.
Because DT can rock to it.
They play Closing Time in the background, and then you see in video men shackled being loaded onto an airplane behind a sign that reads Border Patrol.
No way.
And they caption the lyrics, "You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here." And so the statement released by Semisonic said, "We did not authorize or condone the White House using our song Closing Time in any way, and no, they didn't ask. The song is about joy and possibilities and hope. They have missed the point entirely." And in a previous interview, Dan Wilson, who is the singer and wrote the song, he said, "You know, the guys wanted a new song to close our sets with. I thought Closing Time would be a good title. Bouncers yelling things, closing time coming, all that imagery. Literally, that's how the song started. But then when I was halfway done, I realized that the whole thing was a pun about being born. So I just made sure the rest of the thing could ride with that double meaning. But nobody got the joke, and I didn't bother to explain it."
Okay.
But now it's being co-opted for ICE and Border Patrol.
Yeah, and it's so funny because any political outfit that's using any song, they know what's coming. It's total shoot first and ask questions later.
Yeah.
Let's just play it. We know what that so-and-so is going to be calling us out and be like, "All right, no more, you idiots." We don't want to see people with masks on, over their bags on, over their head, being shoved into a plane, leaving the country. It's not what the song's about.
That's not their official video.
You're right.
Are you guys familiar with the singer Sia?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay,
is she the one that never shows her face?
Yeah, she never shows her face.
Yeah.
She always has long bangs, and I think her hair is like half black, half blonde sometimes.
I like her voice.
Well, she made a very bizarre announcement. She has disclosed that she gave birth to a child, Somersault Wonder Bernard, last year.
All right.
And the father of her child is Daniel Bernard, and they are now separated, and she is pursuing a divorce. So she kind of just threw all that out there at once. So she had kept her pregnancy private, but the child's existence has been revealed in their divorce papers. They married in December 2022. She filed for divorce last week, citing irreconcilable differences. And she's asking for sole custody of Somersault, who celebrated her first birthday, or is going to celebrate her first birthday next Thursday.
Does Somersault... Remember when Michael Jackson used to put little Mardi Gras masks on his kids whenever they were being paraded around in public? Remember that? He would mask his kids
so
nobody could see him. I wonder if Sia, because she does this to her head, if she'll put a little baby mask on.
A little woke masks?
Yeah, put like little, like a Reagan mask on.
Yeah, then we could rob banks.
Right.
I love it.
Also, speaking of making babies... Nick Cannon, he has said that he is not done making babies.
How many does he have?
He has 12. We actually have a Gordon Keith sighting. He is on vacation, but he is not on vacation.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in 2 weeks,
yes,
it is the voice of Gordon Keith.
I'm on the air.
Whoa.
What's happening? Sorry I'm late. The traffic is horrible.
No, you're fine. Did you ride your motorcycle?
I didn't. I should
have.
It would have been quicker.
Did you quit doing it?
No. I was just riding it all through vacation.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. I'm sorry I interrupted
your
story,
Dave. Did you do any cool peel-outs or jumps?
No.
No just, sweet jumps?
I did a few jumps. Not really high.
Didn't you promise to jump the hi-fi?
No. I never did that.
What's this vacation you're talking about?
What vacation, do you mean? Bob. You know damn well what vacation is. You take more than I do.
That's impossible.
Yeah, well, if you call what I do vacation.
That's true. He's been working.
Okay. Mowing yards.
A little extra cash.
I'll tell you off the air.
Should we just table that
and
come back and get the full Gordon vacation experience?
What you've done on vacation.
It's not a big vacation experience. That's the story.
What a rant treat.
Is that
up.
I have vacation and I do nothing.
All right. Coming up next, what did Gordon do on vacation?
And what did he learn?
No.
You need to pull that up, Dave. That's a great song.
Yeah.
And she is so great
pull up
to watch.
Cool the Engines, too. It's a great song. Cool
joy,
the Engines.
Joy to watch. Also, Dancing Queen by ABBA. Get that ready, too.
So she gets pulled over, then she takes off, and she's singing Olivia Rodrigo. And then within 2 minutes, apparently, she's speeding again, going faster than what the officer pulled her over for the first time.
Hot privilege.
She gets pulled over again by the same cop.
Of course. He's following her home to begin with.
Who then decides to arrest her for triple breaking the law.
Okay.
And so
she has to go to sexy jail.
She goes to jail. Her mugshot, instead of being all sourpuss face, is she has...
So she wasn't like just done with a workout?
Ugh.
She has the, what do you call it when the shirt is hanging off the shoulder? Exposing.
Off the shoulder?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard that term.
What do you call it when the shirt is off the shoulder?
What is the thing when you pull a hood up over your head?
It's a hoodie.
What do they call the arm thing that connects it to the torso?
It's the shoulder.
Okay.
So she drops her shirt below her shoulder, her left shoulder, and then she has a huge smile on her face.
Yeah.
So here's the question. How is her story shared 20 million times or whatever?
People are interested in speeding. It's a relatable offense.
Who first saw the mugshot and was like, oh, yeah, I'd hit that criminal?
I mean, there are accounts dedicated to hot mugshots.
Yeah. I go there all the time.
Yeah,
there's new material there.
What's the one we were laughing about a couple years ago? Like mugshot shorty?
Yeah. Shorty, yeah. I forgot about that one. So instantly she becomes famous to the point of her lawyer has to appeal to the judge and say, can you please get rid of this? Because now she's being stalked online.
Yeah, and you know what? She needs to seize this moment. This is her Hawk to a moment.
But what do you do with it?
Launch a crypto coin.
Yeah, that worked out for Hawk Tua.
Well, she can learn from Hawk Tua's mistakes and do a different coin.
Yeah,
like she's based on the Ethereum network.
Is she one of these girls?
So do you think that she has been approached by
OnlyFans?
Some representation of some sort of like, look, baby, I know exactly how to handle this.
Wait, what voice is this?
I'm going to make you
famous.
That's
her, right?
Yeah, that's her.
Okay.
She's not even that great.
God, Corby.
Well, she's cute, but it's not like, oh, bro, I'd kill and die, I'd crawl through glass for her. I mean, she's cute. She's a cute girl.
Huh.
But why?
She's not even that great.
No.
Here's a person who is going through our legal system right now.
Uh-huh.
And all you can talk about is whether or not she's hot.
Well, that's the problem. Why is it that...
I support the Innocence Project, and so I'm trying to...
Why wasn't the photo of her...
1.8 million followers.
Dude.
Mugshotties.
Why wasn't the photo of her eating an ice cream cone the night before with her boyfriend?
Oh, I'd love to see that.
See? Yeah. But
I'd
why wasn't that...
out of it.
But... Why is it that when they're imprisoned, we're like, oh, whoa, now you're talking.
I don't think it has to do with them being in prison.
But what is it then?
It's just seeing a hot mugshot is kind of odd because most mugshots are wheels off.
And
hey, this happened to that guy a few years ago. What was it? The blue-eyed guy?
Yeah, the black dude with the blue eyes. Yeah.
Well, geez.
I don't know.
Well, you said blue-eyed. I had to clarify that it was also a black guy.
God dang, man.
Because they rarely
have. How are you still
those.
Employed? I really do not understand why you're still employed.
Try to fire me.
Gosh. It is unbelievable.
Try it.
But it's just like...
Corby has more broadcast lives than anyone I've ever heard of.
But it's just like how guys who are on death row get letters from
Corby
women.
Corby lost another $500,000 account. Can you guys do us a favor?
I don't get it. We lost the black guy, blue-eyed account again.
Hey, can you guys take another week off?
So that does it come back?
Oh my god!
What, Dave?
Nothing.
No,
no,
you
Dave! Come on!
You can't give up that easily.
No, people are attracted to danger.
I don't think she's dangerous,
she's naughty.
Yes.
Okay. So
why is she naughty?
If male criminals are dangerous, female criminals are naughty.
Are you attracted to female prisoners?
No.
Yeah, you are.
See, I don't think that this is the same thing as the way women seem to be attracted to, you know, the bad boy.
But it's like when we were kids, if you guys remember, there was a movie that would run on HBO late at night called Chained Heat.
Don't remember it.
You don't? You remember this, don't you, Dave?
And you like that.
I don't remember
Chained Heat. Bob, you remember Chained Heat?
Oh, it was definitely on Skinamax.
Yeah. Or maybe, yeah, Showtime or Skinamax or something like that. And it
so
was
you're
about...
attracted to the female criminal. Well, I remember this now.
Oh, man, Darlie Routier, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Now it's coming back to
you. Now I'm remembering.
Wait a minute.
Darlie.
Oh, man, Susan Smith. Oh, dude.
I don't understand why this prison only has girls who are in really good shape.
Right. And there's so much soap in that prison, too. I couldn't believe
They're
it.
Always showering in that documentary.
But yeah, Chained Heat was one of those like it, and it's the same. It's the same concept of watching, the HBO prison show that you guys used to rave about.
Orange is the New Black.
Oz. It's prison, and so we don't know anything about it, and so we're fascinated by it. But then you add a girl who her crime was speeding.
Yeah,
she went fast in a car.
Yes.
And we're like, oh man,
it's just the interest of the day on the internet. No big deal, Corby. You don't have to have such a strong opinion on it.
It's an opinionated. It's an opinionated business.
It is an opinionated business.
You just like the idea of girls who aren't staring at their phone the whole day, right?
And ignoring you
because if they're in prison, they can't look at their phone.
That's true. But no, you're exactly right.
Focus more on the snake.
Right. Hey, baby.
Plus, we're hoping she gets to go to jail, right? This girl, what's her name? Kendra Wallace?
Lily Stewart.
And maybe she'll get conjugal visits.
Yeah. I bet guaranteed she'll go gay for the stay.
I'm sorry, what?
I think he even said it with like an accent.
Gay for the stay.
Yeah.
He did.
That's what you do.
You do whatever you need to survive.
Just to stay, stay alive in there.
That's right. That's what you got to do. You got to feel love somehow.
Gordon starts prancing around as soon as he gets in the
ties his shirt.
Hey, guys. Who wants to do a little Oswald's bathtub tonight?
You have always said that, though. You would go totally hardcore gay right when you went to prison.
No, not going to prison, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Outside of prison.
Whose bitch can I be?
This bitch is available.
I don't want him to have the same accent that he did.
Why am I got a country accent?
I don't know, but I love your...
Foghorn Leghorn.
The accent, the audio that you found with you and your mother when you were five, and you sounded...
Yes, my young mama. Are you going to make me a peanut butter sandwich?
What?
That's peanut butter sandwich?
That's what you sounded like when you were a little boy. So. All right, well...
Mama, I'm going to go gay for the sky. You know what that means, Mama, don't you?
I didn't know DeMar DeRozan's
all right, well, there's fun time rant talk.
God, I got to go battle traffic now.
Well, you can stick around.
Stay as long as you
want. We're
going
to order some food.
What do you got coming up next? Eddie Belfour again?
No, we're going to revolutionize a new sport.
Okay.
Next.
Gladwell?
No.
Bon Scott.
Malcolm Gladwell?
DC guy who died. Lando, you have a guess?
Bon Scott.
Bon Scott, yeah.
He died on the bus?
I think so.
I believe so,
right?
Yeah.
Like, did he choke on his
so
own
did,
vomit?
The bassist for Metallica, what was his name?
Cliff Burton.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking
of.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
That was a bus wreck. Yeah, bus accident.
By the way, Ellie did not die from choking on a ham sandwich, as has been alleged. According to Lindsay Zolads in the New York Times, this is a cartoonish rumor propagated in endless pop culture references from Austin Powers to Lost. So, sorry.
Thank you, EA.
I caught none of that.
Well, we're fighting bad foldback issues and EA's natural voice.
Well, whatever the case. Okay, so I was mentioning Lily Stewart.
Yes.
And this is how I know that we can't handle our privates as men as the male human race. But she became an internet sensation a couple of days ago. And her stories have supposedly been shared over 15 million times.
What's the story?
Well, she has headlined over 20 national publications because she was speeding. So she's a sophomore at the University of Georgia. She got pulled over leaving campus and was headed to a birthday party somewhere. She wasn't drinking or anything.
Oh, is this the hot mugshot girl?
There you go. You know exactly who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He wasn't on that vacation that far, was he?
No.
No.
So
Jesse was, but not me.
What happened was is that she got pulled over for speeding. She was going like 80 in a 55.
Oh, that's so hot.
Calm down.
She went right past 69.
Urban.
She?
And the cop said, okay, well, just be careful. Here's your ticket. And she says, okay, thank you.
Not all hot girls talk like that.
And then she took off, and she turned on Olivia Rodrigo, and she's like,
got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about.
And I tell you, I got a new girl song that I'm totally, I watched every live version of it yesterday on the YouTube, and that's the song 2002 by Anne Marie. You know that tune from about 5 years ago or something?
No.
You need to pull that up, Dave. That's a great song.
Yeah.
And she is so great to watch.
Pull up Cool the Engines, too. It's a great song. Cool the Engines.
Joy to watch. Also, Dancing Queen by ABBA. Get that ready, too.
So she gets pulled over. Then she takes off, and she's singing Olivia Rodrigo. And then within 2 minutes, apparently, she's speeding again, going faster than what the officer pulled her over for the first time.
Hot privilege.
She gets pulled over again by the same cop.
Of course. He's following her home to begin with.
Who then decides to arrest her for triple breaking the law.
Okay.
And so
she has to go to sexy jail.
She goes to jail. Her mugshot, instead of being all sourpuss face, is she has...
So she wasn't, like, just done with a workout?
Ugh.
She has the... What do you call it when the shirt is hanging off the shoulder? Exposing...
Off the shoulder?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard that term.
What do you call it when
the shirt
is off the shoulder?
What is the thing when you pull a hood up over your head?
It's a hoodie.
What do they call the arm thing that connects it to the torso?
It's the shoulder.
Okay.
Yeah. So she drops her shirt below her shoulder, her left shoulder, and then she has a huge smile on her face.
Yeah.
So here's the question. How is her story shared 20 million times or whatever?
People are interested in speeding. It's a relatable offense.
Who first saw the mugshot and was like, oh, yeah, I'd hit that criminal?
I mean, there are accounts dedicated to hot mugshots.
Yeah. I go there all the time.
Yeah,
there's new material there.
What's the one we were laughing about a couple years ago? Like mugshot shorty?
Shorty, yeah. I forgot about that one. So instantly she becomes famous to the point of her lawyer has to appeal to the judge and say, can you please get rid of this? Because now she's being stalked online.
Yeah, and you know what? She needs to seize this moment. This is her Hawk to a moment.
But what do you do with it?
Launch a crypto coin.
Yeah, that worked out for Hawk Tua.
Well, she can learn from Hawk Tua's mistakes and do a different coin.
Yeah,
like
maybe
she's based on the Ethereum network.
Is she one of these girls?
So do you think that she has been approached by
OnlyFans?
Some representation of some sort of like... Look, baby, I know exactly how to handle this.
Wait, what voice is this?
I'm going to make you
famous.
That's
her, right?
Yeah, that's her.
Okay.
She's not even that great.
God, Corby.
Well, she's cute, but it's not like, oh, bro, I'd kill and die, I'd crawl through glass for her. I mean, she's cute. She's a cute girl.
Huh.
But why?
She's not even that great.
No.
Here's a person who is going through our legal system right now.
Uh-huh.
And all you can talk about is whether or not she's hot.
Well, that's the problem. Why is it that...
I support the Innocence Project, and so I'm trying to...
Why wasn't the photo of her...
1.8 million followers
dude.
On mugshotties.
Why wasn't the photo of her eating an ice cream cone the night before with her boyfriend?
Oh, I'd love to see that.
See? Yeah. But why wasn't that...
out of it.
Well, why is it that when they're imprisoned, we're like, oh, whoa, now you're talking.
I don't think it has to do with them being in prison.
But what is it then?
It's just seeing a hot mugshot is kind of odd because most mugshots are wheels off.
And
hey, this happened to that guy a few years ago. What was it? The blue-eyed guy?
Yeah, the black dude with the blue eyes. Yeah.
Well, jeez.
I don't know.
Well, you said blue-eyed. I had to clarify that it was also a black guy.
God dang, man.
Because they rarely
have. How are you still
those.
Employed? I really do not understand why you're still employed.
Try to fire me.
Gosh. It is unbelievable.
Try it.
But it's just like...
Corby has more broadcast lives than anyone I've ever heard of.
But it's just like how guys who are on death row get letters from
Corby
women.
Corby lost another $500,000 account. Can you guys do us a favor?
I don't get it. We lost the black guy blue-eyed account again.
Hey, can you guys take another week off?
So that doesn't come back.
Oh, my God.
What, Dave?
Nothing.
No,
Dave!
Come on!
You can't
Dave.
Give up that easily.
No, people are attracted to danger.
I don't think she's dangerous.
She's naughty.
Yes.
Okay. So
why is
she
naughty?
If male criminals are dangerous, female criminals are naughty.
Are you attracted to female prisoners?
No.
Yeah, you are.
See, I don't think that this is the same thing as the way women seem to be attracted to, you know, the bad boy.
But it's like when we were kids, if you guys remember, there was a movie that would run on HBO late at night called Chained Heat.
Don't remember it.
You don't? You remember this, don't you, Dave?
And you like that.
I don't remember
Chained Heat. Bob, you remember Chained Heat?
Oh, it was definitely on Skinamax.
Yeah. Or maybe, yeah, Showtime or Skinamax or something like that. And it
so
was
you're
about...
attracted to the female criminal. Well, I remember this now.
Oh, man, Darlie Routier, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Now it's coming back to
you. Now I'm remembering.
Wait a minute.
Darlie.
Oh, man, Susan Smith. Oh, dude.
I don't understand why this prison only has girls who are in really good shape.
Right. And there's so much soap in that prison, too. I couldn't believe
they're
it.
Always showering in
right,
that
yes.
documentary.
But yeah, Chained Heat was one of those like it, and it's the same concept of watching the HBO prison show that you guys used to rave about.
Orange is the New Black.
Oz. It's prison. And so we don't know anything about it, and so we're fascinated by it. But then you add a girl who her crime was speeding.
Yeah.
She went fast in a car.
Yes.
And we're like, oh man,
it's just the interest of the day on the internet. No big deal, Corby. You don't have to have such a strong opinion on it.
It's an opinionated business.
It is an opinionated business.
You just
right.
like the idea of girls who aren't staring at their phone the whole day, right?
And ignoring you
because if they're in prison, they can't look at their phone.
That's true. But no, you're exactly
Focus
right.
Focus more on the snake.
Right. Hey, baby.
Plus, we're hoping she gets to go to jail, right? This girl, what's her name? Kendra Wallace?
Lily Stewart.
And maybe she'll get conjugal visits.
Yeah. I bet guaranteed she'll go gay for the stay.
I'm sorry, what?
I think he even said it with like an accent.
Gay for the stay.
Yeah.
He did.
That's what you do.
You do whatever you need to survive.
Just to stay, stay alive in there.
That's right. That's what you got to do. You got to feel love somehow.
Gordon starts prancing around as soon as he gets in this
ties his shirt.
Hey, guys. Who wants to do a little Oswald's bathtub tonight?
You have always said that, though. You would go totally hardcore gay right when you went to prison.
No, not going to prison, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Outside of prison.
Whose bitch can I be?
This bitch is available.
I don't want him to have the same accent that he did.
Why am I got a country accent?
I don't know, but I love your
leghorn.
The accent, the audio that you found with you and your mother when you were five, and you sounded.
Yeah, if my young mama, are you going to make me a peanut butter sandwich?
What?
That's peanut butter sandwich?
That's what you sounded like when you were a little boy. So. All right, well.
Mama, I'm going to go gay for the sky. You know what that means, Mama, don't you?
I didn't know DeMar DeRozan's going to play.
All right, well, there's
the phone.
Fun time rant talk.
God, I got to go battle traffic now.
Well, you can stick around.
Stay as long as you want.
What do you got
we're
going to
order
next?
Some food.
What do you got coming up next? Eddie Belfour again?
No, we're going to revolutionize a new sport.
Okay.
Next. We are live here at Myers Garden, where the ticket's been all day long playing hooky as the NCAA tournament has kicked off. We are smack dab in the middle. Thank you, Garrett. Smack dab in the middle of the games. We got Gonzaga and Georgia playing right now, and many of the games to come. Arkansas is getting ready to tip off here in a little bit. Are the Aggies tonight?
Yeah, tonight and then tomorrow.
And Gordon Keith will now break down all the scores that you're interested
in.
So,
right now we got Georgia and Gonzaga going at it.
Uh-huh. It's a good one, huh?
Yeah, Gonzaga's leading them right now, but these teams are pretty evenly seeded.
They are.
He got you there.
That's great insight.
Pretty evenly seeded.
I will tell you this, Corby.
Go on.
A&M plays a little later on tonight.
Against someone?
Yale.
I don't know right now.
Yeah, they play tonight, and so do our Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Well, go Raiders.
So get your guns up for that.
Go Raiders indeed. So when you guys were in school, and I know, Gordon, you didn't care about this.
Right.
Did your school ever have TVs on those big rolling things?
Sure, yeah.
That
cart?
With the actual games on, though? Like, would you go into a class and they would have the NCAA tournament on?
No. No.
Some teachers would do that. Like, our history teacher, who was also a coach, would sneak TVs in there during the tournament so we could watch it, unbeknownst to our principals and things like that. I mean, they would have on...
Like, in the 80s you were doing this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you didn't have TVs in the 80s.
You didn't have TVs in the 80s?
When were TVs invented?
Well, you're right, the 90s.
Now, I do want to say, back then, pretty rare for day games in the tournament to be fully televised, though, back then.
Yeah, but they would always roll in. Were you guys watching the Challenger explosion when it happened?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's the TV event.
Maybe you could get the little sink from the Challenger.
Boy, wouldn't that be great? From the powder bath and the Challenger? The little pedestal
bath.
Sink.
Right. You think they had a vanity?
The decorative potpourri on the back of the toilet.
It just starts floating away as soon as they reach zero Gs.
Does it say that all astronauts must wash hands before returning back to their seats?
Before being blown up, all astronauts must wash hands.
Yeah.
Or...
and that.
Does any rich man ever decided he wants the best ghoul collection he can find and just goes and
oh,
gets
yes.
all those?
Oh,
stuff?
Yeah. There's that one dude who...
Is he in Vegas?
Yeah, and he collects a lot of stuff like that.
Like Bonnie and Clyde's car and things like that?
Yeah, and serial killer stuff.
Elephant Man's bones.
Yeah.
Why do you...
Okay, are Bonnie and Clyde, are they serial killers?
No.
We don't normally think of them as that, but they serially killed people.
They killed a lot of people, right?
They're
a lot
outlaws.
Of officers.
But are serial killers.
But the murders they committed were collateral damage to their robberies.
Yes. Yeah, okay, I guess that's the...
That was not their intention to kill people.
Right.
They just happened to.
They've only killed 12 people.
Only. To EA, that's not many.
Yeah.
Where's the line, EA, for where it becomes a lot of people?
At least 20.
Huh.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right.
Unaware of that rule.
Stall out at 18 and no big deal.
Okay, so last night, since Gordon's here, we probably can talk about this now. So last night, and I saw this band a couple of weeks ago, Bob saw the band Inhaler. Does that mean anything to you, Gordon Keith?
Didn't they used to be called Abuterol?
No.
I don't know if they changed their name.
No.
Man, we got jokes coming.
Anyway.
Inhaler is Bono's kids band.
Oh, yeah. I've heard a little bit of them. They sounded pretty good.
They are a really, really cool rock and roll outfit that...
That sounded hip.
...are serious road warriors right
you
now.
You guys sound like a cool rock and roll outfit.
Trying to perfect their craft.
Ed Sullivan's here.
And I think what's happening is that...
Top of the Pops.
I don't know the kid's name. Bono Jr.?
He's a Houston, I know that.
Lil Bono. I think that he's so scared of being stereotyped as, you know, just some sort of
a nepo baby.
Rock and roll kid.
Well, he is.
I know, but the work that they're putting in and the places that they're playing... And they're pretty big, and I think they could play bigger places. Like last night, they played the House of Blues.
Sold it out.
Sold it out. But, I mean, this is The only thing they have going for them is I think they have cooler buses than most bands that are playing right now, playing those types of places. But
Elijah Houston.
Elijah. But, dude, they're really good.
They really are. It was a fantastic show, and it does kind of go back to the question of, are there rock bands anymore? Like,
oh, there are plenty of rock bands. They're just not at the top of the charts.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is if you're a musical genius and you're 20 and you choose a musical path these days, it's a much different decision tree than it was 30 years ago.
Yeah, you either... Yeah, you played drums, bass, guitar, whatever, keyboards, or you weren't in any sort of musical outfit, and that's changed.
Well, yes, the bands have kind of gone away.
In a sense.
People that break through, they're solo artists. You don't really have a lot of bands that make it.
Or a lot of times you'll have somebody that they record everything themselves, and then all of a sudden they blow up, and then they put together a band to go out on the road.
Yeah, but in the band, usually just their name. I mean, they're still the solo artist.
I thought it was...
Why don't you pull something up from them?
Okay.
From the show that we went to, we were out of town, but it was... Everyone there was 20 years old and screaming their lungs out to every single word, which
so
I thought
they're
was...
They're popular, but does he run away from the fact that his dad is Bono, or is he embracing it?
I mean, it doesn't get mentioned. He never really does... I don't think he wants to.
I don't think he runs away from it, but he doesn't play off of it either.
No. So...
Which, good. I think that's the right approach. I would hate it if he ran away from it. It's like, dude, it's a fact of your life.
I love their sound, though.
It was really fun last night, but it does get you thinking about, like, father-son expectations and just that whole dynamic.
The weight of the world.
Yeah, like, nepotism is such a pointed...
It's a double-edged sword.
Accusation, and yes, we never consider the other side of that sword. Which, again, people are like...
Such a Bono tint.
Boy, he does
sounds very
Bono-esque.
It's weird, but he writes all the songs. Did they close with this last night?
Yes, yeah. I believe they did.
Yeah, they did in Asheville, too.
It was... He's got a real presence about him.
Oh, he's a rock star, dude. And the band knows that they're really good.
How many kids do they have? Bono and his wife, Alan.
Well, one's a daughter. Who's an actress. Sorry.
Yeah. She's famous, too.
Yeah.
I just watched a show that she was in.
What was that?
She's in Irish
Sisters. I can't remember.
No, it was the murder that was in Cape Cod or whatever.
Yes, that's the
one.
Well,
yeah, but then she was in one after that as well.
So that's two kids. What are the other kids? Are they full-blown kids? Are they not famous?
No, I think one's a plumber.
They don't count.
Can he have a plumber?
Sure. Plumbers make good money.
I know, but what I'm saying is... Would he upset the family lineage if he went into plumbing?
No.
So Eve,
I think that family would be totally happy.
The daughter is Eve Houston. She was in Perfect Couple, is what you mentioned.
Yeah.
And then before that, but I just recently watched it, Bad Sisters.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good.
I've seen that mugshot.
But when you think of, like, this kid or, like, Bronny and guys trying to follow their father's path,
so hard. Charlie Woods.
See, I think Charlie Woods and Bronny have it much harder than Bono's kids or Phil Collins' kid, who's famous.
No, I agree.
He's trying to front a band, though.
Yeah, but there's so many different types of music. The NBA is the NBA. You're playing basketball. Those rules are there, right?
Yeah.
You have to win.
It's not subjective. It's objective.
It's too much of a apples to apples comparison in like a sport.
Well, you know,
wherever it's art, there's just so many different flavors of art.
Whenever the Wallflowers broke out, and Bob Dylan's son Jacob Dylan fronted the Wallflowers, and I think that Jacob Dylan put out an ad wherever they were living at the time that he wanted to put together a band. I'm a lead singer. I've got songs. I want to put together a band. And so he found guys to play in the band. And they were playing and rehearsing and practicing and doing these little mini tours on, you know, in smelly vans all over whatever region that they started in. And when they were starting to get good enough to actually cut the record, they were phoning everyone, you know, and they couldn't find a space. And finally, he told them, well, I think maybe my dad can help us out. And they were like, well, who's your dad? They had no idea, these guys in the band. He's like,
he waited to tell
he
them.
He waited. He's like, well, it's Bob Dylan. They were like, "See, okay, wait, why didn't you tell us six months ago?
Wouldn't you be pissed at it? Like, we're having to do all this riding in the van and all this kind of stuff. All this unnecessary stuff.
Yeah.
But because you're trying to kill some living ghost that has given you life.
I think it hardened you, though, as a professional.
Yeah,
in whatever
sector
you're in. Give
the other players that opportunity to not be hardened. They don't need to be
well,
hardened.
Well, like I said, the
and how much of it is voices in your head, though, that the public doesn't actually care about?
So we saw the buses that these guys travel in, and again, it's not like...
Most of life is voices in your head, Bob.
100%. Mm-hmm.
Their buses, multiple, are unbelievable. So, but like, if you look up their schedule of where they're playing and how often they're playing and the travel law, I mean, it's unbelievable what road warriors these guys are, which is what you have to do to perfect your craft, right? That's just, it's part of it. But they got really cool buses.
Is it, do you need to do that anymore?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
If you want to reach the apex of it. You don't think that any of these solo artists, I mean, they all do the same thing. They work hard.
And I think that is where you make your money now, is live shows. You know, in the old day, you could make some money selling albums, but I don't know that you do that anymore.
So if there are still rock bands coming up, how do they get big if there aren't really radio stations that play that sort of thing?
Spotify, bro.
Yeah, I guess,
well,
right.
Well, and touring.
Which you make no money from Spotify, so they have to tour and sell physical merchandise.
It's the old exposure argument, though.
What?
Did you go with the missus?
Like, why you play NFL Super Bowl halftime for free?
Right.
It's the millions of people that have access to your music that didn't have it before.
But you have to have some physical thing to sell them on the other side of it, since you don't make it from just airplay.
But it
or
starts,
streams.
Starts with an audience with an appetite for what you do. And I just, it's just so, rock music is in such a weird place. If we're not looking backwards, or we're not getting the very end of, like, Pearl Jam's run and Foo Fighters' run, I mean, it in the last 15 years to identify a new band that was rock music,
I'm million
positive.
Of them.
No,
they
are, but they all have such a low ceiling of fame and of...
Well, yeah, because things have just gotten more compartmentalized.
I mean, way more.
Yeah, because there's no centralized system of distribution anymore.
But this band will give you belief in rock and roll. Like, they're that good, I think.
They're really good. There's no reason why they shouldn't be a huge deal.
And I think they will. I think the next time they come through here, they're playing triple size places other than House of Blues, and then, you know, they're at Dickies or whatever.
What was the last band that became an arena band? Not solo artists, but an actual band.
Man, I mean, are we talking bands from the 90s?
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, I think you may have to go back to the early aughts.
The Killers are probably... Killers.
Yeah, the Killers.
Well, yeah, I was going to say the Killers, but when is that? That's early
probably
aughts.
2003. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
So, yeah, the youngest super rock band is probably in their early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
That's the youngest.
Yeah.
All right,
by the way, Eve and Eli, they do have another brother and sister who are a plumber and a baker.
See there?
No, I just made up that last part. But they do have a brother and a sister.
Don't forget the candlestick maker.
All right, EA, not good producing. We got to go. We'll come right back here from Myers Guard next.